Yeshayahu Perek Nun Gimel. We continue the theme of the last perek. Again, this perek is a little bit in between the haftaras of Nechama that we are in the process of. After the one from Shoftim, and next perek Nun Dalet is the haftarah for Parshas Kisetze. But right now we have the middle, still talking about the concept of Nechama. This perek is mostly about the reaction of the nations. When the Geula happens, they will be in total shock and wonderment. How is it possible that this nation that has been so downtrodden and so lowly and so pushed away, they will be the one that will, right, Evan Moasa Abonim, Ma'isel Rosh Pina, like David HaMelech says, right, that's exactly what this parak is about, which continues the theme of the end of the previous parak. The last pasuk in the last parak said that the nations of the world are going to close up their mouths, or we might say, you know, open their mouths. I have nothing to say. They'll be shell shocked. The last pasuk, if you remember, in the last parak, Ken Yaza Goyim Rabim Alav Yikbitzu Malachim Piem. Keshalo Super Lahem Ra'u. Veshalo Shamu is Bonanu, as the Malbim explained. They couldn't even imagine it. And now this parak continues. Mihem in Lishmu Asenu. They say to one another. Rashi and the Radak explains. They say to one another, who's going to believe us? Uzroa Hashem Almi Niglasa. The arm of God Almi Niglasa. Who is it revealed on? Almi Niglasa. Zroa Hashem. Right. The Malbim says that there's really two amazing facets of that, of the, what's going to be in the future. When they see the amazing salvation that we go through. Number one, the fact that the nays took place. Number two, the nays took place for Am Yisrael. Both of those. Number one, says the Malbim, Mitzad etzem hashmua atzma, ki hanisim v'hamofsim, she yishmu ata kulamim rechokim, mitavam tzias damon. It's so wild and kibbutz golios and the concepts of all the nisim that are taking place, that just the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that for anyone, for any nation, will be amazing. And that's the first thought of Mihe'emin Lishmua Seinu. Who's going to listen to our Shmua? And number two, Mitzad Ha'am, Shebavuro Na'asu Amofsim Ha'ele, V'alav Zro Hashem Niglasa. And who it was done for? And that's the second half of the Pasuk. Zro Hashem Almi Niglasa. Number one, who's going to realize the Shmua itself? And number two, the fact that it was done for Klal Yisrael. Interesting, maybe the Gemara in Chagiga is also referring to this pasuk of Zroa Hashem Amig Niglasa. The Gemara in the beginning of Chagiga tells a story of a game of charades that once took place in a certain time period. It doesn't say exactly when, but the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Hei Amud Beis says that the expert charade player was Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. And one time he was playing charades with a certain apikaris, and the apikaris turned away his face. Hadrinu Mari La'ape, I'm sorry, start from the beginning. He chose the king, the Caesar. They're performing in front of the Caesar, and the Apikaris turns his face around. Ach vilei, and Rabbi Shua ben Hananya puts out his hand, sticks out his hand, and the Caesar says to each one of them, I don't understand what was going on here. So he says to Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, what did he do to you? He says, oh, he turned around to show that Hashem rejected the Jewish people. And what did you show? No, Od Yado Netuya. The Yado Netuya is still outstretched. And then he asked the Apikaris, so what did you do? Exactly, what did he do? I have no idea. He says, you don't even know what he did? You can't play charades. And got rid of him. But maybe what Rabbi Shua ben Hananya is also referring to is our pasuk here in Yeshayahu, where the Zroa of Hashem is going to be, it's always outstretched, the Yad Netuya, but it's continued to be outstretched all the way into the Zman HaGeula. Uzroa Hashem al Miniglasa. Look, the nations of the world are going to say who the Zroa of Hashem was Nigla on. There was a Geula, and there was a Geula for us. Vaya'al Kayonek Lefanav. And it grew like a little sapling. The nations are not going to believe it, that out of nothing came this shoot. V'kashoresh me'eretz siyah, from a dried out land, the root sprouts forth. Lo to'ar lo v'lo hadar, it wasn't beautiful, it did not have any countenance. V'nir'eyu v'lo mar v'nechvedehu, it was disgusting, right? There was nothing here, the nations are going to see, of the Jewish people. Rabbi Schwab even describes, let us imagine how our great Gaonim appeared in the eyes of the world. Take, for example, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Baal Tosfos, Rashi. When these great men walked through the streets, the non-Jews viewed them as awkward-looking, old-fashioned creatures with their long beards, funny-looking hats, and long coats. They were ridiculed and often despised by the world around them. The world considered the Jew as a hopeless, backward, ridiculous sort of creature. Right? A creature with nothing to admire or to look up to. And then they're going to see in the future, Lasalavo, what's going to happen? That, as we said, Mashiach is going to be the greatest that they're going to learn from. And Noharu Elav Kalagayim, as we saw back in the second parak. And that's what they're going to be in shock here, that it was just so lowly, and all of a sudden there's going to be geula. Nivze v'chadal ishim, right, and described, disgusting, right, nivze, the Jew is lowly, v'chadal ishim, we've discussed over the past couple of prakim and weeks in the Sefer that they, the way that they did it was not only to look at us and hurt us, but to dehumanize us. That was the first step. And then they're able to hurt us because we're not human anyway. So chadal ishim, nobody wants to go near somebody, a ish, who is like pushed aside, and nobody wants to get in proximity. Ishmach ovos, they're always pained. Viduach holy, they're sick. Ukemaster panim mimenu, we turn our face away. Turn our face away. Some of Hershim say it's only natural that if you see somebody who needs pity, you pity them. You turn your face towards them to help. No, no, no. They turn their face away. Nivze velochashav nuhu, right? Lowly, we start off the slichos, the first slichos. I'm sorry, slichos kinos. We start off kinos. The first kino we say on Tisha B'Av in the morning is schiumos. Disgusting and lowly. That's how the Jewish people are looked at throughout the generations. And what's going to happen? That's going to be part of their shock in the future. There's a beautiful Maharal in Netzach Yisrael, where the Maharal writes in Perek Lamed Beis, the heart of Netzach Yisrael. The Maharal asks, says it's interesting that in every process in life that Hashem created in the natural world, there's growth. It starts off small and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. You have that in the animal kingdom. You have that in the trees and plants, right? It's a chiddush. It was a gzeiras hakasav, so to speak, that Hashem created everything, b'maaseh breishis, as already created and grown. Right? The Gemara says in Chulin, b'komasa nivru'u, b'daiton nivru'u, b'tzivyonam nivru'u, shekala nivra'im nivru'u, b'shleimus komasan. Right? It doesn't say that they were small and they then became big. It's not Egel v'nasa shar. It was all shar. That's only at Maisa Bracious. But throughout the world, there's a process. Kol havaya shihi ba'olam, says the Maharal, he mishave mixas achar mixas, kemo shetire, b'kol havayos tzmachim uba'alechayim, through plants and animals, she mishave mixas achar mixas. And therefore, says the Maharal, I have a kasha. Umeyata yishtachol lishal asiba. Why, when it comes to galus and geula, it's hefech zeh. We're going to get lower and lower and lower and lower, boom, until geula comes. And that's what this our parak is describing. We're so lowly. It's not like we're going to go up and up and up and people are going to start respecting us and start thinking of us as amazing. Little by little, and then we're going to reach the top. No, they still, right, even after the Holocaust, as we have in our generation, we're still lowly and there's still anti-Semitism. Why is that? Why is that different than every other process that has been described? She's a kodem of the samach labias hagoel near a shiflas Yisrael yoser mimasho hayikfar. Right, we hope we hit the low point during the Shoah. But this is, it's so low. Hamitzad shiflusam ba'atzman, shekiman nishtacha Torah, we're going to be spiritually bereft. Vehin merudim, mushfalim, ubezuyim, beina umos ma'od ma'od. Kol shal yod ma'shaya. Vedavar zeh, she'ela gedola. This is a great question, says the Maharal, here in Netzach Yisrael. And that's what Netzach Yisrael is all about, talking about these issues. So, says the Maharal, you know why? Because when Mashiach comes, it's a new world. It's like Maisa Bracious again. It's not a process within the same world. In order to be a new world, you have to totally obliterate the previous world and then start again. And that's even why he says, fascinatingly, an answer to a question that many deal with, why? David HaMelech had to come from Moabite blood. Shahari David mi Moavis u Shlomo me Amonis. Shekasha Hashem Yisbarach rotze lotzi avaya chadasha. Mashiach symbolizes a new stage of our existence. Elzet sarech harkava min natia acheres. She'enu min harishona. Shem hayezeh hanatia harishona ein kan davar chadash. Says the Maharal, that's why this is different than all the other processes in the natural world. We have to first be low, totally, almost nil, and then come back and be rebuilt. That's what this parak is about, that the nations are in so shocked that we're so low, and all of a sudden, right, we are picked up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk Dalet has a lot of different shot than what exactly it means. Achein, well, this is still the nations talking. Let's translate the words. Chalayenu hu nasa. He, meaning the Jewish people, carry our sickness. Umachovenu svalam. And our pain they are carrying. We thought they were low themselves. What does this mean, that they carry our sin and our pain? Three pshatim we'll give. The Radak says, this is the Goyim's misconception. They think, in the future, they'll see that Hashem loves us. So they'll think to themselves, so why did Hashem torture them throughout the centuries? it must be because it was basically like a kofar. They were suffering. They, the Jews, were suffering because of our sins, because they're going to realize that they were wrong. So it must be that they're suffering. He doesn't quote it, but it's a very Christian idea. One person suffering, right, could bring a kapara for all the rest of the nation. Right? We don't believe in that. Right? We believe that everybody suffers for themselves, for their own sins. Nobody suffers for somebody else's sins. So that's the Radak says this pasuk is saying their misconception. They're going to be wrong, but they're going to think and say, oh, they suffered because of our problems. Vizeshi Yomra Umos Khalinu Hunasa Vadomilaze Hu Divrei Atzmam Loshi Yisrael Savlu Avon Haumos Elohim Yachashu Zebedaitam Kashi Yiru Ba'esa Yeshua. They're going to see that what they did, what they believed in all these centuries, was totally total sheker. So then they'll think, "Hacholi v'machov she'eroi lavo eleinu hu balehem v'hema yu kofer v'kapara lanu." And they will realize after that that is wrong. But that is what is expressed here. Rabbi Schwab says no. It means that they will realize that all of our pain was because of their faults, not because we're going to get a kapara. They're going to get a kapara for our torture. But their sin was torturing us. They gave all the excuses in the book for why we deserve to be punished. Oh, blood libels. Oh, this. Oh, that. They're going to see that. No. It was all made up. Chalayenu hunasa. Our sickness, our troubles, they had to bear. We totally made it up. We weren't being honest. Number two. Number three, a third idea that Rinas Yitzchak suggests, maybe based on the psukim, that a topic that we discussed numerous times in the Sefer. And that is, maybe they'll say, you know, it's all from Hashem anyway. It was all nigzar. We were supposed to do this. But obviously, the Ramban, as the Ramban writes in Baruch Lech Lecha, they went way overboard. They went way overboard. And therefore, they can't blame it on God. It's all them. It's all them, right? And he highlights with the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, right? A very mechudash Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, but you have to give some shot, right? The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, to explain the pasuk by Yosef HaTzadik, the brothers were going to kill him, and then they say, no, we're not going to kill him. Let's just throw him in the pit. Throw him in the pit, but there was snakes and scorpions there, right? That will kill him anyway, right? So what do you mean, Vayatzi Ruvim saved them, Vayatzi Lehu Miyadam? Says the Aruch Chaim in Vayeshev, Lefish HaAdam Baal Bechira V'Ratzon, V'Yochol LaHarog, Mishalon is Chayav Misa. Somebody who's a person can kill someone who's not Chayav Misa. This sounds like the Ramban. The Ramban says, the Mitzriim were supposed to do A, they went overboard. What do you mean they went overboard? Hashem didn't decree it. The answer is, it's part of the divine plan that there's still Bechir Rechavshus for people. Masha'enkein Chayos Ros, Lo Yifke'u Ba'adim and Lo Yishchay Misa L'Shamayim. The brother said, you know, we don't know if he's Chayav Misa. So if we kill him, no, then that's not going to prove anything. Let's throw him to the animals, and then we'll see. V'husha Amr V'yatzileo Mi'adam Pirish Mi'yad HaBechiri. So that is what Rinas Yitzchak, how he reads this pasuk, that maybe the point is that they say, oh, they are bearing it, our sickness, because they are deserving of it anyway, as the Kodesh Baruch Hu decreed. But the answer is no, that's not what it means. Go to the end of the pasuk. V'anachnu chashavnuhu nagua. We just thought a Jew was plagued. Muka Elokim umu'une. Right, plagued from God and suffered. The Malbim again says, the last phrase here is talking about two different ways that the Goyim think that we're strange. Muka Elokim means from within. A Jew has a different makeup from within. He can't be taught midos. He can't be taught to raise up his soul. Umeune means just physical torture. So the Goyim thought, Muke Elokim, that we are from within a different type of being, right? Lowly, inferior. Umeune, and a suffering one. But really, it's all because of them. Behu mechulal mipsha'enu, meduka me'avonoseinu. Again, according to all the different pshatim that we just said, the Jews are suffering because of our sins. Musar shlomenu alav. That's also a difficult phrase to translate. Our shalom is removed from him. Uba chaburuso nirpa lanu. Through his chabura, we are healed. All of this. And then the Goyim still describe. And look what they threw out history. Kulanu katzon ta'inu. Right? And then we all ishla darko paninu. Vashem, I'm sorry, this we'll get to that. This is still the Goyim talking. Right, but we look now, and we were the ones that were wandering. And Vashem ifgia bo ezavon kulanu. Right, look, we thought it was all the Jews. It was all us. Nigash vuhunane v'lo yiftach piv. The Jews, they went to be tortured. They didn't say a word. Lo yiftach piv kaseh latevach yuval. Like a sheep being taken to the slaughter. Rachman al-Islan, as we saw in our generation. Ukarachel afnei gozazeh ne'al ma'v'lo yiftach piv. They didn't open their mouths. May otzer umi mishpat lukach. Rabbi Schwab describes how many times throughout history has a Jew not been able to vote? Has a Jew not been able to own a store, to have the regular legal system? Maybe that's what this pasuk is referring to. May otzer umi mishpat, from the gatherings. Otzer is like the silos, being a farmer, certain jobs. Umi mishpat, and from law, lukach, he was taken. He can't be involved. Vez doro mi yisocheach. Who, explained the Mefarshim, his door, the generations of the Jews, who could say over what's happened to them in their history? Right? It's impossible. They've been through so much. Ki nigzar me'eretz chayim. They have been cut off from the land of life. Mi pesha ami negalama, from the sins of the nation. Again, what does that mean? Nigzar me'eretz chayim? Either it means that they say, we have left Eretz Yisrael, which is called the Eretz Chaim in Chazal, or just the literally life. We have left the land of life. The Goyim have killed us and tortured us throughout history. But Vayitenes Rishaim Kivro, they have just given over. They, the Jews, this is all, this whole parak is the non-Jews at the time of Gula talking. Throughout history, we saw them just give in and give over their grave to the wicked and let themselves be killed. That's Ashir Bamosav, right, though, it doesn't matter. Rich, doesn't matter who. They just gave themselves al-Kiddush Hashem. The Radak writes, Hu Moser Atzmo Lemisa, Ki Imayu Potrinoso, Imayu Kofer Bisarasa V'chozol Tarasam. They could have lived if they gave up and they were Kofer in their Torah. But they didn't. They just gave themselves up to death. They gave their grave over. Right? This reminds us of the Nefesh HaChaim, right? The Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos, which also we mentioned often. The two Mishnayos, the Mishnah in Parakei, the third Mishnah, Avraham Avinu had 10 Nisyonos. Next Mishnah, Avraham to Noach, 10 generations. Only the first Mishnah says Avraham Avinu. The second one doesn't say Avinu, it just says Avraham. Why Dafka in the Mishnah of Nisyonos does it say Avraham Avinu? Because regarding the Nisyonos, he's our Avinu. Every test he passed, he put it into the DNA of all of his descendants to be able to be Moser Nefesh. To be Moser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kama mido shat tzadik tarach v'yogala hasigam lebanav acharav. Once the tzaddik does it, it's implanted in the genetic makeup of the children. Just try a little bit. What's the first thing he quotes? We give ourselves over. That's what this pasuk is saying. That the goyim recognize it. They're going to see. Though they didn't do anything wrong, we can now testify. And there's no, was nothing false. Right? They didn't lie. But what happens? We see Hashem chafetz dako b'chalechli. Hashem gave them Yisurin. Hashem gave them Yisurin for no reason, because we know that it was all faulty. Right? The Radak says, either because of their sins or because we don't know. The chafetz hakel lo yadanu, says the Radak. But it's all Yisurin, right? This is the pasuk the Gemara quotes in Brachas to describe Yisurin, right? When we learn Brachas, we don't realize, but this is the non-Jews talking, recognizing that everything that happened to the Jewish people throughout history is just Yisurin, and it's not that they're deserving of it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Amar Pschor, Amar Funa, Brachas Daf Hey, Kol Shakadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Bo, Midako Bi Yisurin, Shneamar Vashem Chafetz, Dako hechali. Yochel afilo kibla me'ava. You might think even if they reject God based on it, Tamalom, our next phrase in the pasuk, im tasim asham nafsho. You have to treat it like an asham. Ma asham ladas, af yisurim ladas. Right, only surin. Vim kibla maschar, and if you accept, what is your schar? Next phrase in the pasuk, yir ezera yarech yamim. And v'chevetz Hashem, biyado yitzlach. So all good things, but again, this is all said by the umos ha'olam at the time of Gula. They'll realize that it wasn't based on any excuses that they gave. The last two psukim, the Radak says, now switches from the Umos Ha'olam talking, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking about what happens b'zman HaGula. Me'amal nafsho yire yispa. From the hard work of a person's own nefesh, he will see and he will be satiated from all the goodness. B'daito yatzdik tzadik avdi larabim v'abonosamu yisbol. Everything will work out for the tzaddik. All the hard work will pay off. And again, it might be talking about the national tzaddik, Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Yud Beis, last pasuk, Lachain, Achalik lo barabim, therefore I will split up for him. Barabim, what does that mean? So some of the Farshim say it means, this is after Gog u'Magog, I will split up all the spoils. It could also mean spiritual spoils, right? The Gemara in Sota understands that as spiritual spoils, right? This is the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu is bargaining to go into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem says, no, I'll give you the credit. What do you want anyway? You want to do the mitzvos, right? Moshe, the Gemara says at the end of the first parak, Harbi mitzvos nisabu Yisrael, v'im eskaim el Eretz Yisrael. I want to go in. Hashem says, klum atam avakesh el akabal schar, malani alecha gilasitam, I'll give you the credit. Shene emar, what's the pasuk of I'll give you the credit? Our pasuk. Lachena chalik lo barabim. Vesatzumim yechalik shalol. Tachas asher he'erola musnafsho. Because you've given, you're ready to give your life. Vesposhim nimiv uchit rabim nasa. Right, and the Gemara Darshan's there, every phrase regarding Moshe Rabbeinu. But again, this is the pasuk he's referring to in the future. Everybody's going to get their due. Vesatzumim yechalik shalol. Tachas asher he'era. Throughout history, we were ready to give our soul for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as earlier was said in the parak. And he carried the chait of the rabim, referring back to the earlier pasuk in the parak, what does that last phrase mean? It means, and sometimes we even davened for those who hurt us, right? That's what the Radak says. Rashi gives another shot what Yafkia means. But either way, this is the perek of the non-Jews being in shock that the gula has happened, and we daven, again, as we daven after every perek of Sefer Yeshayahu, for the day that should happen. Kein Yihi Ratzon B'Mehera V'Yameinu.